the mindset, I feel like, is the biggest battle. Every opponent is different. It presents battles. But there are some things that are similar. There's some things that are the same. And there's some things that you can control. You know, you can control how you use that fear. These things happen. They're natural. It happens for a reason. So you've got to find what works for you, but not run from it, not tell yourself it's a bad thing, or try to build up these unrealistic scenarios in your mind.
Hello, welcome to the Martial Arts Lifestyle. I'm James Cox, and we're in episode number 86 today. Malik Hard Knock Lewis, pro MMA fighter. If you don't know the name, you're going to soon know it even more. Lightweight, 155er. This guy's been a matchmaker. He's a PFC, LFA champ, UFC Contender Series vet. Lots going on. Young, fit, solid, strong, well-rounded. And, you know, I think a good human being. And that's another important part of being a martial art fighter, right? So we got Malik with us today. Bro, why don't you start off, man? I know you just got done literally training, right? You just got out of some rounds. And tell us a little bit about, you know, what yourself and what all you got going on.
Oh, you know, I'm just a small town dude from Abilene, you know, rocking the same hometown. Did sports my whole life, came from a good family. Like to hunt, like to fish, you know, train all the time. I actually just got done training. I'm munching on watermelon.
Gotta get those nutrients.
For real.
Yeah.
Days out from the Contender Series fight. I'm sure by the time they see this, I'll have already won.
Yep. Let's do it.
We're training hard, and, you know, I can't wait to have the second opportunity, and I look forward to it.
Good, man. Good. Well, you know, guys, let's support Malik on this journey. You know, since you're in the peak of this training camp, why don't you talk to us about what is a normal, you know, training routine, you know, from the day, from the week, you know, because this is the big league, right? This is the show. So what's it like from when you wake up and till you put your head on that bed at night? What are you going through?
So average day in fight camp, wake up, let's say it's Monday. So I wake up. I don't eat any breakfast and stuff until after my first practices. But I'll wake up. I'll usually down like 2 water bottles and stuff. I'll drink a little orange juice, maybe eat some fruit. Take a shower. I always take a shower before practice, kind of like sit in it, meditate, think about what I'd like to do today and all that stuff. Get a good mindset before I train. I'll head to the gym, and I'll get there probably around 10 o'clock, 11. Usually I'll hit the bag, do some rounds on the bag, hit mitts with my coach for about an hour, 30 minutes, and then probably get some wrestling rounds in with a teammate. Then about 1 o'clock, we'll start our pro MMA class practice. And for whatever day it'll be, usually it's all MMA oriented, you know, striking to takedowns to, you know, submissions, all that, how to get up. Just whatever we're going over for that day. Class is usually about an hour and a half. The last 30 minutes, we're usually always drilling. Doing like live goes, you know, sparring or whatever. Technical, though. Mondays are our sparring days. Fridays is our MMA sparring day. I usually get out of the gym around probably about 3:30 after I take a shower, and I'll go to a Lotte spot, I get some watermelon, you know, my waters and stuff, and I'll go home, get home about 3:30, play video games for an hour, whatever. I eat my food. Usually my girlfriend, she'll cook some food, so I'm eating pretty healthy, eating like chicken or ground beef and rice. So I'll kill a really big plate. I'd like to drink the little V8s and stuff like that because I hate vegetables. After that, about 5:30 comes back around, I go and hop in the shower again, do a little meditation thing, and I head back to the gym, and I'll go and I'll do some more bag rounds, some more mitts, and I'll get back with the coaches and do their striking class followed by jiu-jitsu class, and I'll head out of there, get home around 8:30, almost 9, and for the rest of the day I just sit there, you know, watch fights and podcasts, go to sleep, wake up, do it again.
Yeah, right. Train, eat, sleep, repeat. Yeah, man, that's a career, bro. You know, that's a long day, but it's something you're happy with doing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a blessing that you know you're able to do that. So that's good. You know, what would you say, like, this whole journey of MMA, how has it helped you the most? Not even you, but the people that are around you, because you're the example, and you know, you're with the right people, you're doing the right things. And what would you say this has really done for you, your life, and those around you?
MMA saved my life, absolutely. I was on a spiraling path downward, that's for sure. I mean, I don't know what would have happened or you know, what could have happened, but realistically, I think I probably would have found myself dead or maybe in prison because I wasn't making the best decisions. I was giving up on myself. I didn't really feel like I had anything, but just, you know, wasted potential. And I let being so young, you know, feeling like the world's over, making mistakes, you know, being kicked out of the high school at an even younger age, and then being kicked out of the military and coming back to Abilene, you know, there's a lot of judgmental people in Abilene, you know, and I was there and they're looking at me like a knucklehead. I started to believe it and act like it. And all I was doing was partying and drinking and cutting up and not being somebody who, you know, anybody would want to be around, that's for sure. And MMA saved me, absolutely. I was sitting in Breakers in the bar with some friends, and a promoter called me and asked me if I wanted to fight because he got my name from somebody. I don't know, I'm not even sure. But they called me and asked if I wanted to fight, and that changed my life, that fight, 100%.
Yeah, you found a passion, a purpose, a deeper why. You found something positive and constructive, you know. I mean, hey, martial arts did the same for me, saved my life, and we want to pay it forward with everybody else. So that's good, man. Decisions, right, bro? People just don't know. I mean, you turn right, you turn left, you say yes to this or no to that. So it's putting those boundaries and just trying to be the right thing. It's all good to be cool and to do the things, but man, there's so many lives that are ruined. So many youths that are ruined, even in our city, you know. So, but bro, I'm proud for what you're doing, you know. Keep it up, man. That 155 division is stacked, right? And in the UFC, with the top athletes in the world. So, well-rounded is really what it's really about, eventually, right? I mean, because you can be as solid as possible at this or that, but you know, we've seen it too many times where you're going to get figured out. I'm seeing that. I feel, you know, early on, of course, the BJJ guys kind of dominated, and then you see a good period where it was strikers. And you see a lot of wrestlers that, man, are hard to deal with. So, how do you feel you stay well-rounded and, you know, to be good at everything, because it's so important?
I started, you know, anybody's going to say they started off striking, because how I feel about it is anybody on this planet can strike, you know. Can they strike efficiently? You know, are they going to know the components of striking? Probably not, you know, unless they've trained. But any man can throw a punch, and you have to respect that, you know, especially the more size you add to that person, you're going to have to respect that punch. So I've always said, and I'm a firm believer, you know, that the ground game is really what's going to separate you and really show that level of martial arts and stuff, and show, like, really separate you. Because if I'm about to fight a 250 pound man, 300 pound man, I'm not going to just trade punches with them, you know. Who knows, maybe try to kick some legs down or something, but I'm definitely not going to sit there and go blow for blow and play that game. But if I wrap up with that 300 pound man, he's in trouble, you know. I'm going to have about a million different things I could do to him, and he's not going to know what world of what trouble he's in, you know. So I'm definitely a firm believer that jiu-jitsu and wrestling and stuff is probably the best, like, self-defense on the street, you know what I'm saying? If you were to get into a street thing, grab them, separate, kill the space, you know, hug onto him, grab something, submit him, get away from it, you know. But you have to be well-rounded. The new generation now, you know, like these guys, like, we're blessed to have guys like you and Mark De La Rosa and all these coaches out there who now they've seen it all. They've learned it all. Now they have 20, 30, 40, however many years under their belt, because this is such a young sport. And you're right, a lot of people did come in just to strike. But when I came in, I thought that I could just punch people down and I soon realized in the gym that is not going to happen.
Yeah, every fight starts standing, man, and striking is so important. But then when that's even or not working for you, you better have some grappling game and understand all that aspects. And it's evolving. Like you said, it's still a young sport that's really evolving, you know. What about mindset, man? Because you've seen it. You've seen the people lose the fight in the dressing room. You've seen the people with self-doubt and talk themselves out of something or think they're more than what they are. Sometimes it's a sad story. But to get that mind right, and the mind controls the body, and, you know, where you are at this high level, bro, how are you keeping your mindset, and how do you train that mental aspect?
Over time, it absolutely gets a little bit easier and stuff, you know, from fight, you know, with experience, it's easier. It's definitely the mindset. I feel like is the biggest battle. Always is your mind. After a while, I've thrown a jab a trillion times and stuff. I'm still no master of it. You know, same thing with your mind. Every fight's different. Every opponent is different. It presents battles, but there are some things that are similar. There's some things that are the same, and there's some things that you can control. You know, you can control how you use that fear. If you're not afraid to get into the cage and fight another man, then you're not fighting an opponent that's worth that respect. You're not fighting somebody that's even, you know, worth talking about. If you're getting in there and you're fighting this man who's been trained and he's coming in there, you might have the UFC on the line, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars on the line, and all this on that man is trained and he's coming for your head. You know, that's a scary thing. So you just have to see how you're using it. You know, do I want to be paralyzed in fear when I step in the cage? Absolutely not. You know, these things happen. They're natural. It happens for a reason. So you've got to find what works for you, not run from it, not tell yourself it's a bad thing, or try to build up these unrealistic scenarios in your mind. Like, I'm about to go into the cage fearless, this and that. I'm telling you right now, Achilles or all these Alexander the Great, those crazy warriors and stuff, every man, women, and that's gone and protected their lives for us and stuff, they're not over there, bullets flying over their head, and they're not worried. They're trained, they're prepared, they know what they're there to do, and they know what's on the line, and it's just, how are you going to go through that, you know?
No, that makes sense. It's the preparation, right? And to be well trained and prepared, for sure. Yeah. So when you're at that level, and it is a lot about the business and the contracts and the percentages and the people and the right people and wrong people getting in your head, or what you're around, I bet you've seen quite a bit on the ugly side of the politics as well. So how do you stay straight and steer away from the negative side, you know? Because it can be a dirty business, fight game, right?
Fight game is... It's a very dirty business. It's an ugly business. It has all the thrills and stuff that wants to draw you in, but it doesn't everything good. You know, everything that's cool and flashy, it draws you in, but it's a hurt world, you know? We're beat up 24/7, bruised up 24/7. If you want to make the highest level, you know, I have friends and stuff. I don't ever get to talk to them really or see them really. I miss out on holidays with my family, let alone going out with friends. That's, yeah, right, you know? They hit me up all the time. I used to be a big partier, you know, when I was letting myself go and all, that's all I did. So a lot of my good friends that I had, I made during those periods. And, you know, a lot of them have stepped away. We're older now and have kids and all that, but I can't go out on the weekends and drink. If we go out to eat, I'm not drinking margaritas and beers and stuff. Like, I would love to, but I just can't. You know, I have to make sure I'm ready. I'm waiting on a phone call. I got this fight coming up and this and that. I'm missing out on all these things, but it's what you want, you know. It seems cool, everything we're doing. We get a lot of hype and we get the opportunities to get some fame and stuff, but, you know, realistically, we're just working hard at what we love to do, just like any other person, you know, just like the people going to work, going to do construction, going to do this, going to do that, you know. We're beating people up, and people like to watch that, you know?
Yeah, right. Man, I like that you're humble and real about that, because that is a different level that people probably don't see when they don't live through that. The sacrifices, you know, the time away from family and friends and events, and, you know, food is a wonderful thing. And to, you know, while they're having this or that, you're drinking water, right? So going through those sacrifices, that temporary sacrifice for more permanent gain, and the decision you made, but that's called being a pro, right? Well, bro, let me ask them maybe some rapid fire things. Just some questions here to learn a little bit about Malik, and then anything you want to close with, because I know you still got a day ahead of you, bro. But who would you say has inspired you the most? You know, not just with this MMA thing, but with life, and why? You got to get your inspiration from places.
This is cliche, of course, but my father, 100%. I've been a knucklehead for a long time, and you know, I rebelled probably for whatever reason, childhood, whatever. But I rebelled. I was probably screaming for attention and all that. And my dad gave it to me the best way anybody could ask for. He's a great father. He always looked out for me, provided me with, I mean, he spoiled me. He made me a paddle. And it said, life is about choices. And I choose to love you. And I think that just the statement, life is about choices, is, I mean, some of the best advice, period, because it really is. It's all about what you choose to do and who you choose to surround yourself with.
Yeah, man. That's beautiful. You're right. Yeah. Like in fighting, you got to make some quick decisions. Well, you know, those are choices. And in life, you got to make some quick decisions, the choices, the peer pressure, you know. So, yeah, my oldest son, Jay, and you guys kind of grew up together. We're friends. You used to come and stay nights at my house. You guys, I don't know what y'all would do, play Pokemon or some video games or something, right?
About girls.
So small world. Yeah, I got a knucklehead of my own, so we just got to do the right things and try to lead. But all right, who's your all-time fighter and why? And I know that's a tough one, man. We got boxing, kickboxing, past, present, so maybe you gotta give me a couple of them.
I'll give my top three. Kobe Covington, for his fighting style, not who he is, but Kobe Covington's fighting style. Conor McGregor, because of who he is. And I'd say my third is probably George St. Pierre, probably.
Yeah, those are great picks, man. Great picks and good reasons why, too, man. That's cool. All right. What about a favorite movie? Don't have to be martial arts. You got some movie I know you've seen 100 times. And why?
Favorite mixed martial arts movie? Ooh, that one's a very hard one. Gosh. I'd have to say Bloodsport. Definitely his favorite. I love all the Jean-Claude Van Damme. I love all of them. But, yeah, I'd have to say Bloodsport, Kickboxer, all the Ong Box, you know?
Yeah, right. Classic. Good stuff. All right. What about a book? We got a bulk book we default to, or that done something for you?
The Secret? I don't remember who it's by, but it's called The Secret. It just talks about, like, manifesting things and stuff like that. So for sure.
Yep. That's Rhonda Byrne, man. That's the law of attraction. I heard the Secret and watched it so many times and all that. And it's real and it works, you know. You gotta believe and you'll achieve, right?
Sure.
100%. Well, Malik, man, I want to appreciate, you know, you and respect the time. And I think we got some good content for people to gain something out of and to follow you. And don't forget us little people when you get up there, right?
I'll be right back at home on my free time. I promise that.
All right, man. Hey, anything you want to say to the listeners, or, you know, ways for them to follow you and all of that, support you? We need some support.
You can follow me on Instagram at Malik Hard Knock Lewis. You can come find me on Facebook, Malik Lewis. If you send friends requests, I'll try to get to them. I try to follow everybody back, really. As long as I can make sure you're a real person, I'll usually just follow you back. But, yeah, follow me. I'm just trying to spread positivity. I plan on winning in a couple of days and getting into there, and I just want to be a positive light for everybody watching to know that not all mixed martial artists are knuckleheaded barbarians acting stupid out here. So I want to be that positive light, you know.
Yeah, that's it, man. All right. Well, we'll set the example and do it, bro. I appreciate you. Thanks and best wishes. I know you're in it to win it. All right. All right. You guys follow Malik. Stay involved in these podcasts, our YouTube channels, and we will see you soon. Thanks.